scump prasa.
That's our intro. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
Oh, nice.
I was going for your tone.
I know.
My tone, felt up and down.
My tone was high.
Yeah.
Just like me right now.
Abby. Abby, say it into the mic. Yeah. We have a demand for Abby to be on mic. Literally, ones of people are asking us.
Ones and ones of people.
Ones and ones. but they're clamoring for
no, but Abby. If it's one thing that Abby is good at, is just doing what she wants.
Yeah.
And no one's going to force her to do anything that she doesn't want to do. So, artis Graziano.
Yeah. Shame.
Shame. How did you sleep last night, Jody?
Terribly.
Yeah, me too.
Quite badly.
We both parents. So yes. My son, Knoxville.
Yes.
He decided to wake up at like 5 in the morning to vomit and then make a giant poo.
That's very similar to my morning. Very, very similar.
Is it?
Yeah.
With your son as well.
Yes. And right now, Knox is chilling out in the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking about what he's done. While we do our day jobs.
Shame, but Jay's a bit sickies, huh?
Yeah, Jay's a bit sickies with the post-nazies, man.
But look, I hope it gets better. It just the thing is, with all my friends who have human children,
yes,
their children are all sick.
It's a constant.
Yeah,
it's just a constant.
But then outfit of the day, Jody's kayak again, guys.
Because I'm going home afterwards.
Going for a home run, more like.
Oh, yeah. Ka-chow.
He's wearing the banana corduroy shirt.
A banana cream.
A banana cream corduroy shirt. Light wash jeans, white sneakers, and a navy tee.
No underpants.
Cool.
As I said that, Ross just quickly, gently glanced down to look at
the moose knuckle. I glanced down. I wanted to see if I could see moose the knuckle. Nuts, which is appropriate because we're talking about Chip and Dale.
Exactly.
And that's evidently what you call your nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, but the other way around.
Oh, the Dale and Chip.
Dale and Chip, yeah.
Okay.
DC.
But, and then the Rescue Rangers.
Oh, the
that's the whole package.
That's the dangly bit. There's more than one.
On that note, let's get into the news.
Our where news and shorts.
Deadpool 3. It feels like a long time since we've seen Deadpool.
It has been a long time because
Of the deal.
Yes, Deadpool was one of the last movies to come out on the old Fox. And yeah, ever since they were acquired.
The old Fox isn't like a woman or anything.
No. No. Also, no relation to Ike Perlmutter.
Fucking around. Ike Perlmutter. Yeah, so Deadpool 3, it's been 2019? What?
It was definitely pre-COVID. Research.
Abby's
Abigail.
Not even Googling. Yeah, pre-COVID.
What the fuck? You got the stuff on the screen. And he got a
There we go.
Gardenscapes. Oh, it's a money-making thing. Kegi, what? Okay, we digressing again.
Yes.
But now, there was one thing I had to link my card to for Abby's Google Play. So now, she purchased something and it was fine. So now she plays this fucking Gardenscapes the whole time. Yeah, I'm sitting on the couch. I see an SMS come through that she purchased something on Gardenscapes. Like one of the... She purchased money to buy a fucking mansion or a couch or something.
That's cheap. Yeah, we are thinking she's working her way up.
No.
Kanti kalanti.
Oh, money's going to mobile gaming.
White monopoly capital.
But anyway, Deadpool 3.
Which we also, I think we were a bit worried that after the acquisition, Disney and Marvel do not make anything that's not PG-13.
Yeah.
Like their sweet spot is PG-13, accessible to everyone.
Mm.
Deadpool is very much not.
No.
Deadpool is all right.
No.
Very.
Very.
2016.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
2016, nice. For once, she's doing a fucking job. So, yeah, and people are worried. Yeah, it's they're not going to make an audit, but I don't see how you can't.
Yeah, I mean, especially because it's still one of the most successful R-rated franchises ever.
Like, that's true. Ever. What was the
Hangover, I imagine, was probably made a bit Basic more Instinct. Money. Yeah. Basic Instinct pushing the franchise.
Color of Night.
Franchise? I feel like you don't understand what franchise
I know, I'm
is.
Just thinking of the
R-rated movies.
Yeah, when I was a lighty, there's the movies that were, taboo.
Yeah, Bruce Willis, Colorblind.
Color of Night, yeah. Yo, what else?
Sliver.
Sliver?
Woo! Sharon Stone.
Yo, she looks great though.
She does, and she's a genius.
She's a genius on screen and off.
Yeah, except for Catwoman. Anyway, Deadpool 3.
Look, if you've got something that's making money in the way that it is, you don't change it.
Exactly.
That is just a business decision.
And the writers have now confirmed that still R-rated. And they're going to take the whole MCU for a cut.
Paul Wernick.
Reese Wernick. And Paul somebody.
Verhoeven.
No.
Sorry, I got Basic Instinct
on the mic. But also RoboCop.
Yeah, also RoboCop. Yeah, people, you know, they just want to go to the Basic Instinct.
Yeah, I'm looking for the...
Reese.
What is
food? Wernick.
What are we talking about?
Oh, we tried to find
names
the...
again. I mean, story of our lives. Okay.
Unprepared again.
We are.
No, we are prepared. We just can't find everything. Anyway, the writers from Deadpool.
They have
told us that it's definitely going ahead. It's still
R-rated. They told us personally.
They were on the show. They were here before we started recording, and they are taking the whole MCU for a cut now. Not only Fox.
Yeah.
Everything is fake.
I hope there's not too many cameos. Because now it's a sandbox now. Like, everything is open and they can pull on somebody. And in the comics, like, Deadpool and Spider-Man have some of the best stories.
Yeah, they are some of the best.
Deadpool and Cable. Like, I know we got Deadpool and Cable, but proper Deadpool and Cable.
Yeah, I don't know if James or Josh Brolin's my Cable.
Yeah.
Not my Cable. Hashtag.
Who is your cable? What's your cable? Copper cable.
I like the idea of Stephen Lang.
And yeah, but he's very old.
He's
now.
Very old. But I also
like. He's like 82 or something.
Do you remember Brad Pitt was being age. Thrown around as well?
Where?
As a possibility. Oh. You know, he does a bit of stunt work. He's fine.
Oh, yes, he was but I mean, the thing is, he's also too small.
Yeah, but, and also too small physically and too big as an actor. Like,
no, I think he can do it. If he chooses a superhero role,
he could go for it.
He could go for it. Brad Pitt can do anything. Do you remember Legends of the Fall?
Yes. I mean, Anthony Hopkins is pumping in that with his very romantic sons.
Hell yeah.
So in love.
Tristan. I think was his name, the character's name.
Wow. You must know if a guy's name is Tristan. Tristan gone bang.
Tristan be trifling. Morbius, my bro. You see, this is the dark power of the internet.
Mm-hmm. And also, the scary thing about algorithms.
And, you know, memology.
Yes.
Yeah, the ecosphere that can sometimes has the power to do pure evil. So, Morbius, as you know, released Jared Leto, Predator, terrible person. It's a me.
The only reason I put this.
it's a me, Morbius. So, Morbius released and it was critically trashed.
Yes.
And it also bombed at the box office.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's
a
double win.
Have you seen it? No. Are you planning to?
It's on Disney, so maybe.
Maybe we should do like drugs and then watch it.
Yeah.
Jody's was stuck.
I just thought the joking. But then I'm going to see. It's a me.
It's a me, Bob. Yes. So, movies came out. If the movie was trashed, it bombed, whatever. People started making a meme where they would say, oh, he needs to say, it's Morbin time.
It's Morbin time.
It's Morbin time in the movie. And it kind of steamrolled. So it's Morbin time. It's like almost like Power Rangers. Like, yes, it's Morphin time. Yeah. And it kind of steamrolled into this giant meme where they were saying, yeah, let's campaign for Morbius 2. It's Morbin time.
Yes. And like picture a rock going down a hill. This thing is gathering momentum.
Oh, I was thinking of like the asteroid from Armageddon. That's just
destroying the world. Same thing. That's where the insight.
So this is the thing. And look, Jared Leto, he was in on the joke recently. Apparently. Because he posted a video of him and this person is approaching him and he's holding a script. And then it's revealed that the script is Morbius 2. It's Morbin time. And then it's written by... I googled that name. It's a Dr. Zeus character.
Oh, okay. Because I saw it was a
Cubbins
video.
Cubbins or something. Yes, Bartholomew Cubbins.
Yes.
And it's a Dr. Zeus character. I don't know.
They can't do worse than whoever wrote that first piece of shit.
Yeah, you'll see. I think that was just a piece of shit. Like someone wiped their ass and they're like, hey, here's a script.
There you go.
Morbius. So Jared Leto is now in on the joke. But the worst part is that some smart person at Sony, and I say smart in parentheses, obviously, decided, oh my word, the kids are talking about Morbius.
Let's get it back in the cinema.
Let's release it to 1,000 screens.
Now you see, when Sony gets money, this is why you cannot trust Sony with anything. You cannot. Mm-mm. On the basis of some popular memes, they have made the brave decision to put Morbius back in theaters.
And do you know...
To what end?
To date, it's making like $80 a screen or something. It's bombing again. So they put it out to fail a second time.
But Ross, it's on Disney Plus already.
But Jody,
you're right. Why would people go for this? Why?
It makes no sense. I think...
You can see this cuck on a big screen.
No, these are people that are in powerful positions that do not understand pop culture and how the internet works.
So all this guy is seeing is trending on
Twitter. Because it was trending for like a week.
Yeah.
And then you're like, so, okay, it's number one story on Twitter.
Let's go.
Nagani, bro, like, you caught on a... What are you doing?
Can you imagine, like, working at the cinema and they're like, guys, you need to get Morbius out the game. Yeah. We're putting it back up. What the fuck? Why?
I've been waiting for Jurassic World. What the fuck is this? Are you waiting for Jurassic World?
Not really. I'm not. I'm a pretty ambivalent about Jurassic
My bro, World. I also asked Hadley, and Hadley also said he's not going to watch it in cinema.
I don't think I will.
Abby's a fan, eh?
The second one was trash. Killing that brontosaurus. Killing that brontosaurus, like, it broke my heart.
When did they kill a brontosaurus? You see, I don't even remember.
The second one. Jurassic World, the island of Jurassic.
Dominion.
Yes.
That.
Remember, they have the inverse of that scene, and then the brontosaurus like. Yeah. Charred. Well done.
Brontosaurus.
That was her brontosaurus.
Wait, how did the brontosaurus die?
That island like imploded.
No,
or
show me.
With a longer neck. Because it's the same scene from the original Jurassic Park where the brontosaurus reaches up to get the leaves and shit, right?
Yeah.
It goes up on its hind legs.
Yeah.
So they did it again, except it's dying.
Ah.
They're killing it dead.
Yo, that is a weird throwback. It's Morbin time! Yeah, Sony's cocky, but I don't think they should make movies anymore.
Don't give them money, bro.
Manitsky. Netflix, Jody, your favorite platform.
Yeah, the best. Love their movies.
Oh, man. So, once again, they are adjusting their strategy.
They've been forced into an adjustment.
They are. They have been, you know, with all the rise of the other streaming platforms and people just leaving their platforms.
Yeah, 200,000. Because their first quarterly loss in like what, 10 years or something?
Yeah,
like
I don't know. Or... I don't watch the markets.
You should.
I'm not a market watcher.
Crypto.
That brings you to our sponsor, Bitcoin. Bitcoin Express.
We're not dead.
Volatile. No. So Netflix, I'm sure like the offices are just like people scrambling to like save the business or some shit.
And I mean, there are some hilarious videos of like how things get made.
I sent you one. What is our plan? It's just like fuck everything up. Just fuck it up. But they now pivoting.
Apparently. Slightly. Yeah, apparently.
And they plan to release bigger, more expensive movies, but fewer films. Movies, but fewer movies overall.
Less films.
What do you think about this, Jody?
How many words are you releasing that you're fewer now?
I don't know.
I mean, look, they got caught up in their own success.
Mm.
And because they attracted so many people, they needed more content all the time.
That's a tale as old as time, eh?
Yeah.
Every biopic.
Okay, Aladdin.
They get caught up in their own success. No, I mean, don't focus
the
on
song,
that.
The song is now stuck in my head. Sorry, Beauty and the Beast.
He always pulls the wrong part of my reference. Anyway.
As long as I pull the wrong part of your reference and not, you know.
Not my Chip and Dale's.
You know.
Okay.
So, yeah, Netflix, they put out a lot of shit.
Mm.
Most of which I think Jenna's the only person to watch. She has seen every Christmas movie that Netflix has ever released.
Wow.
Some of them more than once.
That's fucking.
I don't know who that shit's aimed at. I have no idea who watches this stuff.
She's speaking to a professional.
Do I count as professional?
No. Yeah.
Oh, then no.
You are a professional. You're not the one she needs, though.
Then no. Not getting the support she needs.
Yeah, but I mean, look at that fucking kissing booth move. There's three of those.
I know.
There's two tall girls.
Yes.
They pump money into, like, trash.
And they just keep doing it.
Yeah, they want to give me new True Detective and stuff.
No, they will
True
never.
True Detective wasn't on Netflix.
That's HBO.
Or, never mind, cancel that comment.
Okay. You're thinking of Mindhunters.
Or, that's it.
Mm. Yes.
I know my wife. Uh-huh. So, this strategy release bigger, more expensive movies. So, are they only going to focus on blockbusters?
Apparently, because according to them, things like Don't Look Up and
yeah.
Six Underground and The Adam Project, their big budget shit, those movies still trend as like the most popular watched movies. For long periods. So they want to do more of that. And I don't know if I like that idea because, I mean, we've had some pretty mixed reviews on the big budget stuff.
Yeah, look, Six Underground is probably, that's one of the worst movies I've seen.
Quite comfortably.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah, very comfortably.
Oh my God.
It's comfortable in its horribleness.
And it's like, I know it's Michael Bay, but that was absolute trash. Look at Ambulance. Ambulance.
Yes. Yeah. Ambula.
Ambulance. That was Michael Bay, Michael Baying, but it was enjoyable.
Much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
So much more fun.
Yeah.
And this one was utter trash. So now you also have the Adam Sandler deal. Mm-hmm. His next film is
Hustle.
Yeah, Hustle.
Which looks very good. I mean, you asked me last time about it,
yeah.
And I'm getting more and more excited.
Yeah, that looks mad decent, because that's not a big budget film.
No, Adam Sandler's movies cost him nothing to make.
Yeah, because he gets a whole lot of, like,
his own wardrobe and his friends.
Yeah, I mean, he wears the Hawaiian shirts and the fucking basketball shorts.
And the three quarters.
Yeah, like, that's his thing. So, are they not going to make any of those anymore?
Look, the Adam Sandler stuff, I think they are pretty much committed to the Sandman for long term. Mm. But I don't think anyone else is going to get those types of deals.
Yeah.
Everything else is going to be aimed at making huge, like...
Unless it's like a Ryan Reynolds. It'll take a really big star.
But I don't think Ryan Reynolds would commit himself to Netflix.
No,
he still
because
does
he's still...
He, cinema.
No, stuff. But he's also busy with that football club.
Wrexham
yeah.
FC, yeah.
Shame. Did you see that clip of them?
Where they celebrate the goal that was disallowed. Him and McElhenney.
I felt so bad. Because they're so into
the
it.
The pain in the air.
Yeah. You never see it. They're just like, oh, I own this team. But they actually
they are
fully there.
Committed.
Yeah.
Welsh football. Yeah. Mm. Sign me up.
Oh, is it a Welsh team?
Yeah, but the Welsh teams must play in the English leagues.
Okay. The divisions.
Yeah.
So what are they, like a first?
First or second division.
Look at us chatting about sports.
You know. Look at you.
Yeah, who do you think is going to take the NBA Finals this
year? Golden State, I think.
Yeah, but they lost the first game. You know, Boston has the best defense in the
NBA. I know, but Steph's like got something to play for, man. MVP.
Yeah, but you can't just rely on one person. You know what I mean?
You got to be a team.
You need the Splash Brothers.
Clay's there.
Clay, that's what I say. You need the Splash Brothers. And you need, what's that hooligan?
You sound like you're 49 or 50 years old.
No, man.
What's that hooligan's name?
That's his job. His job is to be a hooligan. Fuck, I can't
wait. That's how you bring us back on point. Netflix.
So, I don't know about this.
I tell you, Netflix is a pyramid scheme. If someone can tell me where they make their money and how they're able to finance movies at like 200 million a pop without, like, you're not getting, like,
box office.
You know what I mean? There's
you're
no
not
box
getting
office.
Box office.
There's nothing. You have a built-in subscription. We don't pay more for those films.
Then why not release both? Like, you release it the first weekend.
Cinema.
And then in Netflix, yeah, yes. afterwards.
That would make sense.
That would make more sense.
It would.
Yeah, sure, but some people want the movie experience.
We wouldn't exist if it wasn't for actually going to the cinema.
That's right, we wouldn't exist. Our parents would never have
Netflix Brussels
if it wasn't going to the cinema. I was conceived in the cinema.
Which one?
Kismet in Athlone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
If I was conceived in a cinema, it would have been Rialto in Strand. I think.
I know Rialto. Yeah, he lives in Lansdowne. His name is Rialto. I'm sure there's a brand named Rialto. Have you heard about Johnny Depp?
Amber heard about Johnny Depp?
So he won his defamation lawsuit.
Yes, he has.
I have so many fucking issues with this, bro. So, you know, everybody's like, justice for Johnny. And the two of us were like, yeah, okay, abuse goes both ways, it seems, in their situation.
Yeah.
And now, like, a lot of right-wing pundits specifically are using this as an excuse for the
like attack all,
don't believe women, yes. all women movement.
Yeah, just attack all victims because they're all fucking lying, Ross.
Oh, my God.
All of them.
What is happening in the world? And then the worst part of the story is that Kyle Rittenhouse, the man who went to the Antifa rally and shot and killed protesters, was inspired by Johnny Depp's win to now
stand up for male rights.
No, do his own defamation lawsuit.
Well done.
Because he now was acquitted.
Yes.
What the fuck is happening in the world? Because
he didn't do any of the stuff, right? That people are writing up about. He did none of
no, well, he did, but I mean,
but it was he was defending himself.
He wasn't
himself,
found guilty.
Defending himself.
Yo, this is like, what the fuck is America?
But also the world. Like, I think what we said right away was like, why is this something that you would so strongly, like, I'm going to die on this hill, bro.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, Johnny's innocent. He did fuck off.
Yeah, he did not. She's been the crazy one all this time.
And all victims are like this, like Amber.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You just never find out because I don't have a platform.
Yeah.
Johnny's, like, he's representing me.
It's fucking bananas. And I mean, she's going to appeal the suit.
Say Tiki Ali.
Yeah, she doesn't have money. She said she can't afford to pay him. But I mean, like, guys, we are learning the wrong thing from this case. Like, it shouldn't have been broadcast.
No.
It was like a fucking soap opera.
But the world wants to see this shit. That's the thing. I mean, all of our TikToks are inundated.
Yes. I know. I had to report so many, but I not interested, not interested, not
now,
interested.
The only reason I figured out that there's a not interested button is because of this. That's the only reason. I just used to skip past things.
No.
Like, if I don't like it, I just...
You have to say not interested.
Now I'm like, oh, wait, I can actually say I don't like
it. So, look, we called it. This ex-Disney exec, he predicts that Johnny will return to Pirates. And we called it because they know. They were just waiting for the verdict.
Yeah, Jerry Bruckheimer was already saying about the two scripts, which we covered previously. The whole narrative that was being built is of redemption for Johnny. And you wouldn't do that unless you're positioning him for stuff.
Yeah.
There's always the narrative in Hollywood.
Nah, man.
And I can't get behind this cuck.
Nah, like, it leaves a sour taste in my mouth. Also, he was an advocate for Roman Polanski.
Yeah, there are many people advocating for Roman Polanski that I want to get into.
That's a whole episode on its own.
Yes.
But
we're going to trash some dreams when that comes out.
Nah, bruh. This is fucking bullshit. I don't like the precedent that it sets or that what they're trying to achieve here with this, like, not all women shit.
It's not trying to achieve. It has been achieved.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's been achieved.
Yeah, that is kind of spinning it a certain way also.
No, for sure.
Because think about it simply. It's a defamation suit, right? It wasn't about the actual abuse and all of that kind of stuff between them. Yes, it's got brought up and stuff like that. But it's because of fucking the media and broadcasting it and whatever, it's kind of made it seem like, oh, he's won now, so it's okay for other people to do that.
Yeah.
It's just the media shedding the
Yeah.
I think a lot of people only they discovered it was a defamation suit like afterwards.
Yeah.
They just portrayed it as this is like the ultimate battle. Johnny yes. versus Amber. Yes. Whoever wins is the one
he's
that's
innocent.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And boy, that wasn't the case. Yes. Yeah.
There were particular allegations that were being addressed. And remember, Johnny was found guilty of doing the same thing that Amber has been found guilty of here, which is defaming her and making false accusations against her.
Yeah.
And that's barely being discussed in any capacity.
No, not
in
at all.
Because
they,
this is such a weird thing for people to attach so much of their own integrity to.
Yeah.
You know, like this, Johnny's innocence is this proves so much in my life. It doesn't. He's not innocent.
But it validates them in being like, yeah, okay, he is the one that I've chosen to support and I really love Johnny Depp and he is a hero and he is a good person. And they get to now tell people, but he won his case. You know, he is a good person.
So it justifies all of that.
All of the other guys.
But good person and fucking druggy slash alky.
Abusive as well.
And abusive and doesn't give a fuck about his own kids and all that shit. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Nah, trash me, bro. Fuck this case.
Anyway, apparently
I'm glad it's
back.
Over. Yeah, he's back.
That's what we need to
This is the thing. We're going to start seeing him again and stuff. Willy Wonka 3.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah. The Williest Wonka.
Willy or Wonky.
Elliot Page. You remember the movie Juno?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Michael Cera.
Yeah, that was Michael Cera.
Yo, Michael Cera is a dad.
Yeah.
So <strange. Yo. laughs>
But Elliot Page starred in Juno. Juno won Best Director. What did it
was mean? The original screenplay or something like that.
Something like that. But yeah, that's an Oscar winning film. And on the red carpet, Elliot Page was forced to wear a dress at the time and he did not want to.
And in least surprising news of the day, can I just say, when I saw this headline, I was like, of course.
Yeah, no, of course. what year did Juno come out, Abby?
Give me a second. Even spell.
Oh.
She doesn't even have an 2007. Nice.
Snap.
Yeah, that was peak tolerance.
Yes. I'm
joking.
Really, really peak tolerance.
So, yeah, Elliot Page, at the time, he wanted to wear a...
The suit.
No, it was an outfit at first that he had wanted to wear, and they said no to that outfit. And then he said, okay, then I want to wear a suit, because they said, no, it's not fancy enough.
Oh.
And then he said, did you actually read the fucking article?
I did, but I... kind of skimmed it. I thought it was focusing on the part that it's like, I want to wear a suit. And they were like, fuck no.
No, but that's what makes it even worse, because he didn't want to wear a suit initially. He wanted to wear something that was more comfortable. Uh-huh. And they said, no, it's not fancy enough. And then he said, okay, then I'll wear a suit, which I assumed was going to be like a feminine tuxedo or some shit.
And that it's not like that isn't done.
Yeah, exactly.
Either.
So they said no, he has to wear a dress, and he was forced to wear a dress. And then when he was on the red carpet, he saw that Michael Cera wasn't fancily dressed.
Yeah, Michael Cera was dressing like Michael Cera.
Yes. And then like, so this is the thing we talk about.
Flex
double
and sneakers.
Standards. Like what the Yes, this was in 2007.
I mean, you know what Michael Cera dress is like, right? I mean, you can picture him.
No, well, I mean,
shirt over a t-shirt.
Yes,
yeah,
basically,
time, yeah.
And sneakers, and that's essentially what Michael Cera was wearing.
Exactly, right? And Elliot Page was forced to wear a dress, so it's just like
because she's a woman, she has to do it.
Yeah, that was the mindset.
He was a woman.
Yeah, that was the rationale then. Yeah.
Yeah. It just shows how far we've come, huh?
I think that one of the things that we get reminded of sometimes is don't judge the past with the current, current, you know, modern ways of thinking.
Mm.
But I think even in 2007, that's like 15 years ago, it's not like we had not started thinking about...
Yeah, he's quick math. Carry the two.
But like in 2007, it's not like we weren't already aware of the fact that not all women want to wear dresses and not all guys want to wear suits and stuff.
That's true.
So even if Elliot Page had not transitioned, why was it a necessity to have to wear a dress.
Yeah, exactly.
Why was that? Why were they insisting on that?
It's fucking bananas to me. And I think it's that image thing of Hollywood, and you have to portray a certain image. And Elliot Page was a pretty woman.
So the expectation is the things that go with being a pretty woman is what you need to do.
That's what you have to do. This is your career. This is where you want to go. Then this is the way you
want to make
there.
It. Yeah. If you want to make it, you've got to tick all those boxes.
I'm so happy that things have sort of moved on and people can dress, you know, more appropriately to make themselves feel more comfortable.
Through that.
I'm aware. Yes, sis. But shout out to like Netflix and the Umbrella Academy people like that just rewrote the script. Once Elliot came out as a transgender man, they were like, cool.
We'll make it rock.
Yeah, Victor.
Yeah.
We just call you Victor and you're now Victor. That's fucking dope.
Yeah. this is hilarious.
So the headline is Top Gun volleyball scene, the iconic Top Gun volleyball scene, nearly cost Tony Scott his job. The RIP late Tony Scott?
Yes.
He said they were really angry. Tell us why, Jody. So,
the scene in the script, the volleyball scene, is a short paragraph. Which Tony Scott turned into a full day shoot.
Oh my God.
A full day shoot.
It was a real game.
It's a real match.
Yeah.
This is a real match. It's being shot like an advert. It is. They are going to pump money into this topless men's cell, Ross.
Ooh, topless shiny men's cell.
Shiny. Mm. Tom Cruise, full jeans, Carl Boulay. It sells, baby.
I saw a comment that they said Tom Cruise was in a full jeans because they had to hide the stilts.
Yo.
And I mean, I watched some of that scene and I'm like, they must have lowered this neck.
Yeah, because he caught jobs that time. Having said that, that's a springy man.
That is a springy man. No, I mean, he's got a low center of gravity, but he's got the...
Powerful.
Yeah, he's got the launch.
And Abby's marveled at his running previously. That's power.
He's got the ops, man. Mm. So that scene, they apparently shot it like a commercial.
Yeah, Tony Scott just snuck that up on the audio, on the studio. And then they found out that they were like, what the fuck?
What is this? What did we, how much money did we spend on this paragraph? But that being said, in the new movie, there's also a volleyball scene.
I've heard.
And Miles Teller is making people hot under the collar, but with a shimmy, apparently.
Baby goose.
So I've seen the clip on TikTok, and he spikes, I don't know, he's volleyballing, and he does a little shimmy. Yeah, a little homoerotic shimmy.
Oh, yeah.
And people are losing their shit for it.
I want to see that shit at the IMAX.
Oh, you want to go to the IMAX?
That got Noxy excited. Nox is back. Warm gebrand.
Look at him.
He's giving us a shimmy coming in from the
wow. But yeah, I'm glad that there is a volleyball scene because you can't have a Top Gun sequel without volleyball.
No, you can't. But also, Tony Scott was like, really, he just didn't give a fuck.
Nah.
I saw an interview that Tom Cruise did recently for Maverick. And apparently that scene on the aircraft carrier where he throws the football and stuff, that cost $30,000 because Tony Scott paid the admiral who was in charge of that show $30,000 to turn it around so that he could get that angle. He's like, I will write you a check for $30,000 if you turn this boat around so that I can get that specific shot. So you literally just gave him the check on the spot.
I mean, that's the best shot of the film.
Exactly. Money, baby.
Sec, it's time for a review.
This week's movie is Chip and Dale. Rescue Rangers, Chip and Dale, when there's danger.
Best theme song. Well, I don't know. If you were to say Chip and Dale versus DuckTales.
Or DuckTales or Darkwing Duck.
What's Dark? How does Darkwing Duck?
Darkwing Duck. When there's trouble, you call DW. Darkwing Duck.
It's DuckTales or this one for me.
Yeah, I love DuckTales too. That's the one that I sang bounce, for. I sang Winnie the Pooh. On the Rech Boys podcast.
Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
I love that one.
He's in a poo
wherever
in
you
face,
go.
It's
no,
Winnie
no,
and the poo.
No.
Sorry about that. Anyway.
Chip and Dale. Yeah, how can you get sidetracked in the intro? Directed by Akiva Schaffer from Lonely Island fame. Chip and Dale live amongst cartoons and humans in modern-day Los Angeles, but their lives are quite different now. When a former castmate mysteriously disappears, Chip and Dale must repair their broken friendship and save their friend.
When I first heard about this movie, I was like, oh, okay, cash grab, yeah.
When I first saw the trailer, I was worried.
Really?
I was worried when I saw the trailer. I was not convinced that this was a good idea at all.
Wow, then why?
Just the mixture of real life and CGI, not committing to what the original cartoon was.
Yeah.
I was quite concerned.
So you were expecting like a full-on Chip and Dale's adventure.
Yes.
Mm.
Topless, naked men, the full.
Yep, that's right.
Full hog.
Baby oils, tanning, self-tan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all of that.
Cocks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a cock party.
Yeah. Sausage party, yeah. As it's more commonly known.
Yeah, true. But that's not what this movie is.
That is not what we got. Yeah, I was very, very pleasantly surprised.
Me as well.
By this fall.
Yeah, I didn't know much about it. I saw the trailer and then I was like, okay, cool. This is like a new take on it. Or like a Roger Rabbit vibe.
Yeah, that's very Roger Rabbit. But like I said, I just didn't know what they were going for.
Mm.
And maybe that's a good thing. Because when the film unfolds,
yeah,
it was such a fun ride.
But it's Andy Samberg.
Yes, I should have had more faith.
You should have had more faith.
I should have had more faith in...
In the Sam...
The Samb...
Samb man. You should have had faith in him because what he's been doing recently is like next level.
Palm Springs.
Brilliant. Such a great film.
Akiva Schaffer was the director of that as well.
Exactly. And I think that they get exactly what they want to go for.
Yeah.
They have that vision and they work on it together. And even with Brooklyn Nine-Nine, there was some Brooklyn Nine-Nine coming in through here. Like it's... Everything he does at the moment is like really, really fun.
It works.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, look, the cast of this movie is also brilliant.
run through the cast.
Andy Samberg as Dale. And John Mulaney from Spider Big Fame.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
As Chip, we've got, who else is like, who are some of your favorite characters in this movie?
I can't name
like all the people here. Yeah. Like a lot.
I really like my Detective Patty.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. I really like Detective Patty.
Did you know who plays Monterey Jack in here? I thought it was...
It wasn't the original voice.
I thought it was the original voice.
It sounded very...
That's Eric Banner.
The same. Wow.
Wow. Incredible Hulk.
Really? Eric Banner, you're saying?
Yeah, uncanny.
Uncanny. And then the... Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Then, yes.
Ang Lee's Hulk, though.
Ang Lee's Hulk, yeah. Not the first Hulk.
Not the incredible...
The bad Hulk.
Yeah. As he's more commonly known.
Yeah, yeah. The bad Hulk. And the original voice did return for, what is the mouse woman lady?
Gadget.
Gadget. That was the same woman who did her voice.
Yes. The world that exists is a mixture of...
It's like a giant
all
Hollywood.
Types of animation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the cartoons that we grew up with, but also CGI cartoons. Everything.
Everybody's in the same
and
world.
People.
Yeah.
Like normal people. They all live in the world.
It's like Hollywood.
Which is brilliant.
It's amazing.
I love this idea.
That concept was so cool. What's even better is when, because cartoons used to be in 2D, it was hand-drawn and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then with the rise of CGI, now they're CGI films. And then Dale gets CGI
there's a three,
surgery. Yeah,
there's a surgery. Tasteful surgery. Where you convert the old school 2D animation.
Into 3D.
Full 3D.
Yeah, it's fucking brilliant.
But then they also have that whole discussion on when you become like full 3D CGI now, how you get access to new stuff like Baloo, when you're on 2D and he's having a resurgence in his career with the new Jungle Book. It's really the ideas that they've come up with to explain their world is brilliant. Really.
Yeah, so if you follow like the Lonely Island, they are a rap trio that makes joke hip-hop. It's comedic hip-hop.
Were the origins from SNL.
Yeah, they are the pioneers of the SNL digital shorts.
Digital shorts, yeah.
So music videos, skits and all that jazz that SNL started introducing, I think it was in the 2010s, they pioneered that.
Yeah.
And the music as well, I'm on a Boat, is
Dick
a fucking
in a box.
Classic. Dick in a Box.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow. That's probably my favorite Michael Bolton performance of all time. And then Shy Ronnie. Yeah, there's some really amazing. Good ones.
Yeah. They've also done the pop stars Never Stop, Never Stopping.
They also did Hot Rod.
Yes.
One of my favorite films.
Yeah.
And I think, like, as a trio, they are just creatively in sync.
They really are. They are. It's total simpatico. The ideas, there's a strong thematic run through or themes with all of their stuff.
Yeah.
That stays consistent in all of this.
Yeah.
Which is quite hard to do.
It's like, terribly hard to do.
It would be so easy for them to mesh all their characters into just different versions of themselves.
Yeah.
But the ideas are actually very strong and consistent
in
all the stuff that they end up doing.
And they're so, like, they left field when it comes to comedy. They look at things a different way. And I imagine they were just brainstorming ideas and fucking come up with, like, what if Chip and Dale but Roger Rabbit? I think this was absolutely successful. Like, it was fresh and it was fun.
Yes.
So let's get into the story. Like, break it down in 3 words or less.
Chip and Dale. The end. No, it's... So the versions that we grew up with, they essentially auditioned to play those characters and were cast as those characters.
Yeah.
Now, subsequently, they drifted apart. They weren't friends anymore.
No.
And this movie is about them coming back together to rediscover their friendship.
Yeah, but there's a mystery.
A big mystery that only the Rescue Rangers can solve.
Chip and Dale.
Characters are going missing, bruh.
Yeah, but not only are they going missing, but they be... Wait, is that a spoiler?
No, I don't
think... bootleg thing.
No, I don't think that's so much.
Yeah, there's bootleg versions of their movies and cartoons.
Again, such a brilliant
twist. Such a brilliant twist.
What I'll say right off the bat is that so much thought has gone into all aspects of the story.
No,
like we said now, the characters, the reason their voices are different, first of all, is that those voices in the show are just voices they came up with.
Yeah.
To play Chip and Dale, the characters. Yeah. So the fact that they now have different voices in real life is explained.
The amount of fucking Easter eggs.
Yo, it's... I saw new ones this morning. I was watching it with Jaden this morning.
Mm.
And I saw new ones. Yeah. It's like each time you watch it, you're going to see more stuff.
And I mean, it's a... I saw someone say, yo, Disney has the best lawyers. Because they are appearances and references to characters that are not even in the Disney universe.
Yes. Nickelodeon's not part of Disney, is it?
I fucking don't know what they own anymore, Jody.
It's a monolith.
It's a monolith. Like, my goodness.
But yeah, it's all the cameos in here. And there are some that I would strongly recommend you go and find the TikToks on this.
Mm.
There are people who've gone and pointed out.
Like telling people to look at TikTok.
Just TikToking, guys. It's the new platform.
Yeah, that wasn't... But okay, she could
be... What about gun pointing?
No, she could be jealous because she can't snap.
She can't snap.
Yeah, it's a chuku. I call it chuku snaps.
What does she do? That's like... That sounds like corduroy.
So, I really enjoyed the mystery element of it and the two of them actually like coming together in the real world to kind of find out what's happened to their friend because Monterey Jacko's missing.
Yes, and that's the driving force behind them coming together, working together. Yeah. And
he's really addicted to cheese, like in real life.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I was like, I thought, okay, that was his character, but in real life he's actually addicted
same
to
thing.
Cheese.
Same thing. As soon as you see the cheese trail.
A Gorgonzola!
Really smelly Gorgonzola. Oh, sorry, Chipper.
So, like, he goes missing, and then Chip and Dale decide to try and find him. I mean, the police are also on the case. There's a lot of, like, who done it, what's happening, who's it?
Yeah, Sweet Pete.
Mm,
which
Sweet
I think
Pete
we can say Sweet
villain.
Pete without revealing the spoiler there. But And Sweet Pete's voiced by Will Arnett, too.
Yeah.
One of the best voice actors going around.
But he's got that, like, a grizzle, man. That is necessary.
He's rough.
Yeah. There's some amazing appearances. Without spoilers, there's one that really took me by surprise. I don't know if I want to say it. Because it's not in the trailer.
Okay, save it for the spoiler section. Yeah. I'll remind you.
But I laughed out loud at moments here. I thought it was really fun. I will say this, though. Kiki, what's her name? Kiki?
The actual live-action actress.
Yeah.
That is Kiki Layne.
Kiki Layne. She's not good.
Yeah, I mean,
Jodie
playing the fangirl.
She's not good.
Yeah.
No, because this is the second performance of hers that I've seen.
Where else have you seen?
The Old Guard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was in The Old Guard.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a good actress.
Yeah.
Where is she from? Where did she come from?
I don't know, but she's very just, I don't, you could
she's
say,
very wooden.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could say stoic.
Yeah, no, no. She's wooden, as in I wouldn't want to watch her again.
She's also in If Beale Street Could Talk, which was that.
I haven't seen that. Have you seen it? And is she better in there?
She was in Coming to America as well.
Okay. I don't remember in that film.
Maybe she was the daughter, Eddie's daughter.
Of America, yeah. So that really pulled me out of it, her scenes. Because I don't like to shit on
the
actress.
Important to the story as well.
Yeah.
Because she's our live.
She's the super fan, yeah.
She's not just a super fan, but she's one of the few live action characters who interacts consistently
with Chip and Dale.
Exactly.
And there's also a storyline where they suspect that she could be a mole or whatever, and that like, comes into play. But I thought she was the weakest part of the movie.
Yeah, she comes.
Do you agree with
as,
me?
Yeah, she comes across as very wooden in her acting, and like the voice actors that she's being really surrounded good. With are vibrant.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's then a creative decision, but she comes across as bland in comparison.
Yeah,
with
like
everyone.
Unseasoned chicken breast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're going to gym.
Yeah, I mean, like you're just eating for fuel.
Yeah, chicken breast and what? Ross, bro.
There's like so Ross. Little calories in spice, bro. Like fucking just put some
just
on.
Just flavor it.
Yes. So.
It's because they don't know how Ross now. They want to.
That's true. Are these the palm colored people you're talking about? Grow up with that, you know? Shame. Parishab Jiran Kulchana.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. should we go into the spoilers or what?
I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that we can talk about.
Just try and think if there's anything else we can talk about.
They address everything, in terms of the group. It's affirming language, Abigail. He listens. He's recognized what I've said, and you repeat it back to me.
That's true.
So show. Why does he not say it in front of everyone?
Yeah, the Knoxville thinks you were a loser now. Look at him. Anyway, you're right.
They address everything. They address the what happened to the Rescue Rangers. Yep. They address all the characters. And I mean, some of them, like, all make appearances.
So that's not a spoiler. I mean, the reason the show ended is because Dale wanted to do his own thing.
Yes.
And he left to do 00 Dale. And,
and everything flopped.
Yeah, he shot the pilot and they were like, this pilot is trash. and then the Rescue Rangers was canceled.
Yes.
So Chip obviously holds a grudge against Dale because he's like, you left us, bro, and we were a great team. And Dale was like, yeah, but I didn't want to be second fiddle all the time.
Yeah.
And that's
I didn't just want to be the stupid guy.
Yeah, but Dale was the one that is still trying to capitalize and
who's at conventions
and signing autographs, appearing and shit, and he's trying to he sees this as a ticket for them to get back to where they were.
Yes.
And Chip isn't interested because Chip is...
Chip's living a lonely life with his best friend, Molly.
That's not a lonely life, okay? He has a dog.
He only has a dog.
Molly. No, he's not on Molly, Abby.
He loves with.
Molly is his dog. He's full-size dog.
Yeah, Molly.
Molly.
Yes, the full-size dog.
Yeah, he lives in... that was funny.
That was. Like, this time, the way he has to navigate to feed
He's a fraction of the size.
Yeah. I mean, everything is very well thought out.
Oh, so well thought out and so well executed.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into spoilers. Do we have our spoiler sound yet?
Jody,
Still.
I just woke up now. Yay, man. I can't even. Yay, man. Okay, we're going to do this. Let's go to the App Store.
Oh, yeah.
Not now.
Yeah, what do you search on the
air horn?
Okay. I thought it was that sound that they make at hip-hop battles.
Oh, there's one called air horn and fart sounds.
Nice.
Real air horn prank.
Is there one with air horn and fart smells?
Why are there so many?
Let's get the one with the best reviews, Ross.
Pocket air horn. That's 5 stars. Okay. That's right, guys. This is the
magic.
The sausage factory. The magic factory. Why is he...
I mean, honestly, Bicycle Brasser Podcast is a bit of a sausage factory. But I feel like Abby balances that out.
That's true.
You know? That's why she's here.
That's right. 2 sausages on a taco.
Mm.
Whoa.
That's not our sound. Hashtag not my AO.
Sorry, it's an ad.
He's the ad Gattaca.
Oh my God. I have to wait. I can't believe this. Okay.
How's your day, Abby?
Wait, we didn't say if it's Kwai or not.
100% Kwai for me.
Yeah, I 100% agree. This is such a Kwai movie.
And this came out as Disney Plus was released in South Africa. Yes. The movie was on the platform already. It was such a fun way to get into the platform.
100%.
Man.
Nostalgia vibes.
So nostalgic.
Okay, so let's get into spoilers.
That's a bootleg version. Of our Aeon.
Yo, that is cuck. Uninstalling immediately.
Okay,
guys, it's a journey. I'll get it on the next
one. Flounder almost dies. Listen, Jenna is pissed at us because she's like, we keep revealing huge spoilers right after this.
Oh, wow. But why? But that's what spoilers are for.
That's what I said. I'm like, Jen, there's a huge spoiler sound. And then we reveal it. Nah, she doesn't watch the stuff.
That's madness. Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jen, but that's the spoiler warning is there for
that's
a reason.
That's why it's there.
So Flounder almost dies, and the villain is Peter Pan.
Fucking Sweet Pete is
Sweet
Peter
Pete
Pan.
Sweet Pete is Peter Pan. And
he's grown up.
Aged, overweight, grizzly, chain-smoking alcoholic
again,
Peter Pan.
But again, just a fascinating idea of the guy who plays Peter Pan, the animated character who plays Peter Pan, started going through puberty and then they were like, nah, the show's getting cancelled now.
Yeah.
And his whole life gets
worse. He's aging out. And that literally happens.
Exactly. I love these ideas. Such good ideas.
This is like an allegory for like the Hollywood machine, actually.
Wait, I just figured out your favorite cameo.
Yes.
Ugly Sonic.
Ugly Sonic was my favorite cameo. So if you don't know,
so
when Sonic 1 was first released, there was a
trailer.
There was a trailer and the design of the character was so bad that the internet just...
It imploded.
It went nuts to the point where they actually redesigned the character.
I've never heard of that before.
That has never happened.
The character design had been completed to the point of the trailers out, right?
It was done.
And people got so pissed that they were like...
Not my Sonic.
Not going to change our minds on this one. We've got time.
But it was the best decision.
Yeah, I mean, because Ugly Sonic.
Ugly Sonic was so ugly. It had individual teeth. The eyes were they keep focusing on the teeth. In Chip and Dale's, they keep focusing on the teeth. And Ugly Sonic now attends conventions as Ugly Sonic.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to make a living from...
Probably his fame. Probably his one trailer fame.
He's 15 minutes.
It's such a good idea.
Such a good concept. Like, and I don't think Disney owns Sonic.
No. It's Sega. Sega has its own thing.
Sega.
Yes.
That's a throwback. Did you have a Mega Drive?
No, but friends, I had one.
Oh, I used to love my Mega Drive. Mm. And I played Sonic all the
16
time.
16 bit.
Oh, 16 bits in your mach. Mm. Like in Stranger Things.
Yes.
When they went to the...
When they go to, what's her name?
Dingus' girlfriend.
Dusty's girlfriend.
The Mormon.
Susie.
And it's like a new game. It's called 16 bit. Really? 80s, man.
We digress.
We digress, but that was my favorite cameo ever.
It's brilliant. I mean, just the thought process behind utilizing that character. I mean, some of the other cameos, we can actually say it now, but like Dobby, who's now a Gucci model.
Yes, Dobby's a Gucci model
Dobby
now.
Dobby became a Gucci model. Batman vs. E.T., the movie. Mr. Doubtfire starting
that was funny, and it was Ben Affleck Batman.
Yes.
All Seth Rogen's appearances.
That's an iconic moment.
Yeah, it was like he's been a voice actor in quite a number of animated films, and they all appear.
And
his
character in this movie is your Uncanny Valley nightmare of dead eyes.
Yeah, so that I immediately thought of. Robert Zemeckis likes to make those type of films.
Yeah.
And then there was
Polar Express.
There was a Polar Express, and then there was a Beowulf movie.
Yes.
Do you remember?
I am Beowulf!
Yeah. Roy Winstone?
Sean Penn was Beowulf.
Oh, shit.
Ray, are you thinking of Ray Winstone?
Yeah, I am.
He was someone else in there, isn't it?
Maybe.
I thought it was Sean Penn. movie.
No, I could be wrong, yeah.
But I am Beowulf with the whole
Angelina Jolie, yes. Yeah.
No, sorry. You were right.
I am right.
Yes, for once.
You are right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, your whole job is to listen. So that gag where Seth Rogen opens the door and he's looking at him, but he's not
he doesn't
literally looking at him. He's like, where are you looking? That was cack funny.
And then what you were saying, Seth Rogen's
other characters all make an appearance.
When they see him, they're like, yeah. You're just looking at your dead eyes. Right?
Yeah.
they all laugh.
It's Pumbaa, the Mantis, and Bob from Monsters vs. Yeah. Aliens. Yeah, they all stick out. I love that Dobby was a Gucci model because he was wearing a sack through that.
And he's smoldering in that little 2 second screenshot of him.
Yes, there's so much fucking. So,
there's way too much. You actually cannot see everything.
No, you can't. So Dale goes to do 00 Dale.
Yeah.
And in the early 90s, Disney was developing a show called 00 Duck.
This
idea was scrapped because it was discovered that the title 00 is owned by the estate of Ian Fleming.
By Ian Fleming, not the Broccoli family.
No, not the Broccoli. And then 00 Duck was reworked and became Darkwing Duck.
My man.
Yo, man.
My man.
Darkwing Duck. It's crazy, man.
When is Rumble, you call DW.
When raiding Sweet Pete's bootlegging facility, Captain Putty readies the battering rams. So the rams that are shown, they greatly resemble the mascot logo of the Los Angeles Rams.
Ah.
Okay. One of the co-owners and vice chairman of the football team is also a filmmaker, and he lives in LA, and his name is Dale Chip Rosenblum.
What? I think that's the best fun fact you've ever found.
How deep is that cut?
So, but okay, back to the film.
Yeah.
So Sweet Pete, Peter Pan's big idea is that he captures these people, these cartoon characters, who've gone on to hard times in their lives.
Yeah.
And when they can't pay him back, he kidnaps them, reconfigures them a small bit.
Yeah, just enough.
Just enough.
Yeah.
So that he can put them in bootleg versions of their own movies.
Of their own movies, yeah. And the titles fucking kill me. I wish I actually should have fucking written some of them.
No, I mean, I feel like also I don't want to spoil the viewing experience for people who haven't seen it. But when you see them,
the bootleg versions are like
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, it's small, half fish woman or something like that.
It's really just the most. It is actual like that. That is, if you ever saw DVDs being sold in like a Staliki somewhere, it's this.
Yeah.
It's these bootleg stuff.
So Chip and Dale's, they in this movie like a lot, and then they eventually get Gadget and
Zipper.
Yeah.
Voiced by Dennis Haysbert.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because Zipper didn't have any dialogue in the original cards. And his voice is actually deep, like Dennis
Haysbert.
But him and Gadget are a thing now.
Yeah, they are a couple children. Who had apparently thousands of children.
Yeah, they've had a fly and a mouse has had intercourse.
Mm. Thinking about some furry content.
Yeah. It's just like, how would that work?
Yeah. I mean, the mechanics.
But I mean it's Dennis Haysbert.
You're
nothing
if not concerned about mechanics.
He's got BDE, must be.
Yeah.
But I was happy to see them, Gadget return and whatever, and she's flying and shit.
Because apparently Gadget's character in the show was essentially her in real life, which was just hilarious.
Yeah.
Like all the stuff that she's passionate about in real life
is
what they did in the show.
Yeah, same with Monterey, who's got that cheese addiction.
Yeah.
And which is never, it seems like, sought counseling for. You
know? No, she's just embraced it.
Yeah. So that was cool to see. The twist was also that Captain Putty was working with Sweet Pete as a feeder, I suppose, for this.
Because what they seem to allude to is that your favorite actress, Kiki Layne, that she may be one of the villains, actually.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, it's Captain Putty.
And they point out that it's a cliche, but it's like, it's a cliche because it works.
That's why. You know the scene where he gets the fingerprints because he's made of putty, so he like he just like sprays and then presses his hand down, cuts them off. Jenna was like, how many times can he do that before he runs out of hand?
And also, the way things keep getting stuck to his back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
This is just really an all-round fun poem.
It's so fun.
Like, honestly, it was such a good idea for Disney to put this on the platform so quickly so that we could all get access to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the way it's going to go now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Disney Plus is in South Africa now, so you and I have it. I've been watching a few things on there, and I underestimated how many...
Their catalog.
Yo,
their catalog is insane.
It's insane. Oh, that Fox merger, it makes 100% sense now.
Yeah,
like, the movies that you can find. We watched 10 Things I Hate About You the other night, and I just searched for it.
And you know, when that came out on DVD, I remember Jenna could never find it. It's one of her, like, top five movies ever.
It's still good, eh?
It holds up, but... When we tried to find that DVD, it took me like months to find a musica that had that DVD.
A musica?
Are we talking about throwbacks here?
Hey, my bro, do you want a phlegm thing?
Yeah, do you have a phlegm thing?
No.
Just give me a spittoon.
So, yeah, so much fun. I do recommend it. And if you do get Disney Plus, put this on your list of things to watch. I know there's a lot of stuff there, but...
Yeah, I prioritize this one. Mm. Like, fun, awesome,
especially 90s kids. Movie. I think it'll be... it definitely appeals to kids now. Like you said, Jay, who is our harshest critic, he enjoyed it.
He made it through the whole thing.
Yeah, which is a testament to how good the film is. Mm-hmm. And you, as a person, if you've grown up with Chip and Dale. Rescue Ranger, Chip and Dale, when there's danger. We can't sing anymore because then we legally have to pay for it.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
5 seconds. The 5 second rule. Mm. So it's quiet from me. Watch it at home with your family.
Yebo.
And chipmunks, man.
Yeah.
Back. Are they chipmunks?
Better than Alvin and the chipmunks.
They are better than Alvin and chipmunks.
I'm Team Chip and Dale for life.
Oh, where? Do you have any shout-outs, Joby?
Yes, I do.
I also have one.
I have a very specific shout-out.
Oh, God.
I've never shouted this person out before, but I'm shouting out my wife.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Jenna, for always supporting, for always being there, for listening to all the episodes.
Shame.
For listening, even when she doesn't watch the movies.
Yeah,
and then gets them spoiled for
Jen,
us.
Jen, that's not smart. That's not smart. That's not what you want
to
do.
This is a huge shout out to Jenna, because she's our number one fan. Love you, Pap.
I thought Knox was our number one fan.
Number one fan's asleep.
Yeah. I want to shout out Farid Bahardin.
Cool.
That is all. No.
No context.
No, he's a friend of ours. He actually has quite a cool story. He was overweight, and he decided to do something about it. So he started this thing called what? Get off the couch. Leave the couch.
Ah.
And he actually gained quite a following on like YouTube or social media, I think. And then he started like reviewing like running shoes and all that because he's a big like trail runner and shit.
I need some of that in my life.
What? Trail runner?
I need to know which shoes to buy.
No. I'll put you in contact with him. He's the shit.
Sweet.
So, he's been a fan. He listens to our podcast and he's really looking forward to the Step Up review.
Oh, yeah.
And
which we haven't announced yet.
Okay, I'll delete that. long-time Spotify subscriber, that's what he said.
Yes.
So I said, I appreciate it, and you just earned yourself a shout-out. So that is what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. I'm shouting him out. Shout-out, Farid.
Oh, yeah, Farid. Also, like, rate us on Spotify.
Yes.
If you are there.
Everyone.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. If someone wanted to find us, Jody, where would they do that?
They can find us on Instagram, Bioscope Rasa Podcast on Instagram, and on TikTok. But on the Spotify and Apple Note, everyone can go and click on the notify option so that they get notifications when new episodes drop.
Yeah, because we don't drop them at a specific time. It's late sometimes.
Sometimes a bit late, yeah.
So lazy.
No, it's not use. That's me, Abigail. After Ross has done all the editing, it's all me.
Look, Jody's working more now. He's busier at work. Jobs. So, like, yeah, it is what it is. But if you click that notify button, you will get the
notification. It doesn't matter when we drop it, Abigail. You will get the new episode.
You'll get pinged.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
But also, please go and rate us on Spotify and on Apple. If you love the show, give us 5 stars because we need them stars.
Yeah, we need stars to be stars.
To drop bars.
Okay. Stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.
Remember to keep it gooky.